Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump is suggesting Kyle Rittenhouse, the man charged with killing two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, allegedly acted in self-defense. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the president says the situation is being investigated.
President Trump called the incident an interesting situation and said Rittenhouse likely would have been killed.
You saw the same tape as I saw, and he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell, and then they very violently attacked him.
The president is planning to meet with law enforcement and business owners, as well as survey damage in Kenosha. City leaders requested Trump cancel the visit. Jacob Blake is the black man who was left paralyzed after he was shot by a police officer in Kenosha, sparking protests. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The May 24, 2021 trial date has now been set for President Trump's former chief strategist and three others on charges they bilked money from a group raising money to build the president's southern border wall. Steve Bannon and his three associates appeared remotely at a hearing before a U.S. District Court judge. They're charged with diverting a portion of the $25 million donated for the wall to benefit themselves. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the state's summer spike in COVID-19 cases came because people grew complacent and abandoned public health guidelines. His assessment comes from a letter released today by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. Member station WAB in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead has the story.
Kemp's letter responds to a U.S. House subcommittee inquiry, which pointed out Georgia officials were not following a number of recommendations from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The governor says, quote, summer holidays coupled with televised protests led many to let their guard down. But Kemp does not address his unwillingness to take suggestions from the task force on slowing the spread of COVID-19, such as a state-level mask mandate for hotspots. In recent weeks, Georgia officials have recorded fewer coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. But according to the White House, the state still has one of the highest rates of new cases in the country. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway companies announced it's taken stakes of just over 5% in five major Japanese trading houses in what's described as a long-term investment. Share prices of the five big companies all surged between 4 and 9.5% today in Tokyo following the announcement. The trading firms are some of Japan's oldest and biggest companies and are anchors of large industrial groups. Buffett earlier this summer agreed to buy Dominion Energy's natural gas pipeline and storage business for $4 billion and through his investment firm has a 12% stake in Bank of America stock. A mixed session on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 223 points to close at 28,430. The Nasdaq closed up 79 points. This is NPR. A Russian opposition activist has been beaten up outside his Moscow home less than 2 weeks after the Kremlin's most high-profile critic was apparently poisoned. Details from NPR's Lucine Kim.
Yegor Zhukov is a 22-year-old student who rose to prominence a year ago during protests in Moscow demanding free and fair elections. He criticized Russia's political system on his YouTube channel and was later convicted of inciting extremism and banned from the internet for 2 years. Now Zhukov's allies have published photos of his bruised and bloodied face on social media. They say he was attacked by two men outside his Moscow home on Sunday night. President Putin's spokesman says no connection should be made between the attack on Zhukov and the apparent poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny earlier this month. Zhukov has been discharged from the hospital with no serious injuries. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
A lawyer for relatives of victims killed when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine in 2014 has told trial judges the families want damages as a result of the injustice they've suffered. Judge also saying that disinformation from Russia has compounded the family's grief. Remarks came at a trial in absentia being held in the Netherlands for three Russians and a Ukrainian who were charged with offenses including mass murder over their alleged involvement in the downing of MH17 and the deaths of all 298 people on board. Crude oil futures prices edged lower today as the coronavirus pandemic continues to weigh on the global economy. Oil ended the session down 36 cents a barrel to close at $42.61 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.